Hello, hello, and welcome to Karate Kid Master Dojo. This is Grandmaster Craig. Hello, everybody. How you doing today? Hope you're doing well. If this is the first time you're listening, I am Deputy Grandmaster Craig Greca. I'm a 7th degree black belt in the Universal Martial Art, a 5th degree master in the Taekwondo Martial Art. I'm a brown sash in Kung Fu, and I've been training for over 4 years in Kabuto Weapons. And I'm here today to discuss the teachings and trainings inside the Karate Kid universe, including the Cobra Kai Netflix show. So today's example comes to us from watching all the Karate Kid movies and Cobra Kai shows over the years. I wanted to take a moment to outline the techniques and style of Miyagi-Do Karate. Now, they have defined it a little bit more in the Cobra Kai shows, although I wish they would keep on doing it. And what I mean by that is this. When Daniel went to Okinawa and was training with Chosen, he was in the Sato's dojo, and there was like a chest of some kind. And inside was little scrolls of secrets of Miyagi family karate. And there was one that he wouldn't let him see, and I wish they would continue having those little scrolls, okay? Because we want to keep on seeing the new crane kick, so to speak, okay? And as we go through outlining this today, maybe we'll figure it out, okay? So anyways, a little personal history on this. My dad always loved it when he saw The Karate Kid, because then he would use it as an invitation for us to do more work around the house. It was kind of like justification, you know. There was always something to do, and he would say stuff like, just like the Karate Kid. The only difference is that he would not relate it to martial art movements like I do nowadays. Now, my kids always say that Dad is selling something every time I explain the benefits of what they do. Okay, oh no, Dad's selling something again. You know, but that is part of the fun of having teenagers. That's all I can say. It's part of the fun of having teenagers is they are going to make fun of the parents. So, anyways, we roll with the punches on that. So, our official topic is Miyagi-Do. Miyagi-Do. So, first, in outlining our work task today, we are going into what makes a good Miyagi-Do work task. So, it's basically any work task that can be used as a teachable moment. Okay, so if you can use it as a teachable moment, then it's a good Miyagi-Do work task. Also, too, the work task must be usable as a martial art technique, some form of karate fighting, or related kata-type movement. Okay, so there has to be something gained martial art-wise in order for it to be classified as a good work task. Now, just to note, we want it not only to be a teachable moment, but we want it to be productive in making the world around you a better place. Okay, so if you're fixing something, painting something, cleaning up something, making something more structurally sound, all that stuff is helping to better your household, someone else's household, business, or your dojo. Now, some examples of this is wash the car, wax on, wax off, paint the house, paint the fence. Plus, any of the podcast topics that we've covered over the last several years. Okay, so any of the topics that I've covered are good examples of a good work task that can be used into a teachable moment and therefore a martial art movement as well. Now, in the Cobra Kai and Karate Kid movies, they made Mr. Miyagi's house and dojo a better place to live and play. And that's how I think about this place that I have, that I'm making it into a better place to live and play. Okay, so I know when it's the cold weather out, it's nice to have a big building to go to run around and work out and play. Also, too, when you help work on a dojo or a house, you learn respect for it as well. Okay, so because you're actively in it, you won't treat your house or your dojo like garbage, okay, like my kids like to say, okay? And then also, too, one of the other things that Miyagi-Do did as well is they took their training outside. So it wasn't just the harmony inside, but it was also the harmony outside as well. And we'll talk about that a little bit more as we go through this, okay? So those are all the things that make it into a good work task. Now, moving on to the martial art practice. Now, in the martial art practice of Miyagi-Do, I have outlined all the things I could think about from all the movies and from all the TV show, the Cobra Kai TV show. First of all, Miyagi-Do is a soft style. Okay, so martial arts are classified as a soft style, hard style, sometimes soft and hard style. And the traditional martial art that it was based off of is a soft, hard style. But I like to call it soft style just because of the emphasis on defense that they did in the movie rather than the official martial art that they did. They focus on, too, about having a good defensive posture. So this is the one thing that I teach my students here is to make sure that you are, you know, in a, you know, forward stance or a side stance and your weight is slightly shifted to your back leg and you have your rear guard up and you're ready to block. Okay, so that's more of what's called a defensive posture, okay? You also, too, will be waiting for the attacker to attack. And then, therefore, you'll be blocking first. So Miyagi-Do almost always blocks first when they start a fight. Okay. Now I explain to my students the benefits of this because Miyagi-Do students attack only when the attacker is overreached. Okay. So a lot of times when you focus on a fight that goes on between two martial artists, the person who does the attacking will overreach and open themselves up when they punch. They'll open themselves up, their rib cage, under their arm, their chest, their stomach, groin. They'll open up a lot of that as they take their attack. So you have the advantage of sidestepping and shifting back and then leaning forward to hit and getting in where they left the opening. Okay? So that's what I mean when I say the attack when the attacker is overreached. Because pretty much every time you're aggressive and you attack forward, the other person will leave it, they will leave an opening for the person defending. So the defender has to be ready to react to that and quickly react to that so they can capitalize on the opening. Now another thing that Miyagi-Do does is they have their body well balanced. Okay, so they want to make sure they're well balanced at all times so that they can follow through, recoil, and not overreach so that they don't put themselves in that same position that we just described. Okay. Next, they also use pressure points. Now, this is not described 100% how they did it, but you can see there's certain pressure points of the body that you can hit, and they cause more pain, like underneath the arm, in the armpit area, under the nose, stuff like that, throat. There's some pressure point areas that you can use. Okay. Now, I'm not as knowledgeable about pressure points except for the location of where they are as far as how you hit them or what you need to do to hit them to cause a limb to go numb. I know in martial arts I've seen it done and I've seen it in videos and in movies, but I just don't know. I never really had anybody do it to me, so I don't know how it affects you. But it is something that can be done, especially pressure points in general. The problem is a fight is so chaotic in real life that it's really hard to use pressure points. You really have to have extreme knowledge, and you have to hit them very, very precisely. And that's hard to do in a chaotic fight. You know, it's easier to do when it's like you're sparring in a class and the person's leaving you open to do it, but it's quite another to do it while the fight is happening and motions are raging and ground is uneven and you're in a location that's not very favorable and you have shoes on and everything else. So. Next, of course, in Miyagi-Do, they have the famous crane kick. Okay, the famous crane kick. Okay. It's a pretty good kick. It's better done without the crane part of it, but you know, for movies and for that, it looks better. So with the arms up in the air, it's kind of like a skipping front kick that I teach here at the studio, and in my martial art class and my kung fu class, we teach it. And it's a pretty good kick for gaining momentum and power as you move forward. Another thing they taught in the Miyagi-Do was tandem fighting. I'm trying to give you guys different names for these instead of the ones that you see in the movies. They don't really tell you a name for it. Tandem fighting means you fight back-to-back with someone else. Okay, so Robbie and Samantha did that in the Cobra Kai where they fought back-to-back. And they follow each other's movements to protect each other's back as they're fighting. So this has been seen a lot in movies and in books when they learn to, you know, have their movements mirror the other person so that they can stay protected as they fight multiple people. Another one they did recently in the last season of Cobra Kai is called Team Protect. So the team would protect an asset so that the group could not get to it. Okay, in the TV show, they were trying to protect a laptop. So it's still a very viable thing. Let's say you're protecting like a person that's like the object of the aggression. You know, whether it be a child or someone who's already injured, or you know, males are trying to protect a female from, or a witness in a law case, gang kind of thing. Team Protect would be a good thing to do because they keep everybody from getting to the center to get to that person or object. Another thing too, a smaller one, is that the Miyagi-Do is almost always seem to use the double fist punch. Okay, now, this became very popular in the Jean-Claude Van Damme movies in the 80s and 90s, where he turns to the side and does two-fist punch at the same time. It's kind of fun and kind of dramatic, and it's just a cool technique to do. The other one that Robbie did in the, I think it was the first season. Maybe it could have been the second. I don't remember now. No, it was the second season. Robbie did the one arm drop kick. So he went down to one arm and did a kick with both legs. Okay, so that's a one arm drop kick. Okay, pretty cool, pretty dramatic, hard to see, but it was cool that they had something new there, the one arm drop kick. So that's basically it as far as the, you know, there's basic punches and kicks that go along with any martial art, but those are the things that signify and define the Miyagi-Do style. Now, I put down here that I wanted recommendations for the future. Okay, so here we go with some recommendations for the future. Maybe they will take my suggestions, but first of all, we want to go to the double outward block. Okay, we've described this one before in our podcast. We do two outward blocks at the same time. You're forward facing a little bit, and you do two open hand outward blocks. Now, they do this one in The Karate Kid with Jaden Smith and Jackie Chan. Now, I know it's kung fu, but, you know, hear me out. So, double open hand outward block, and then a double palm strike. So, they've already done the double punch already. They could do the double palm strike as well. And this would be a good Miyagi-Do combination because it would allow them to defend against multiple attacks at the same time. So if the Cobra Kai's are coming forward with two punches or a couple strikes at the same time, they can block both of them and then give them a giant shove back. Okay? So a giant shove back is very defensive. It's not too damaging, but it allows you to get room for something else. Okay? So, and we'll describe later what I would use this for, but it gives you room. I've used it in class before where I taught the double open hand outward block, double palm strike, and then they did a stop kick after, okay, or a kick after that, because they open that, they give themselves room for a kick. We'll tell you which kick in just a second. Now, another thing I'd like to see with a soft style, like Miyagi-Do, seeing some more throws and redirections would be great. Now, redirections or trapping is used a lot in Kung Fu, where the person moves forward, throws a punch or a strike of some kind. The defender sidesteps, takes their arm, and continues their momentum going the same direction. Okay? So that's a redirection or a trap. Okay? Or a throw. So like someone takes a high punch, you grab their arm and throw them so that they fall, they spin around and land on their back. Or vice versa with grabbing a leg, tripping the back leg, and causing them to fall down. So I like to see more throws or redirections from the Miyagi-Dos, because I think that would be cool and that would show their soft style. Because once they've flipped them in a tournament, they could hit them after that just to score the point. Okay, but of course, your Miyagi-Do in general, if they weren't in the tournament, would simply just let them think about it while they're on their back. Okay, to consider, hey, you know, you need to stop attacking me. Let this stop. Okay, now let's move back again to the kick that I think would be great for a final kick. Okay. So you go ahead and you do the double palm, double open hand outward block, and then the double palm strike. And then you follow that up with a tornado heel kick. Okay, now tornado kicks are done usually with a swing kick, roundhouse kick, or a crescent kick of some kind. Okay, that's the tornado kick where you do one, follow through, and then you spin around, your leg kind of skips, and then you do the same leg again after the skip. The skip causes you to move forward a little bit, and thus they don't know it's coming. And instead of doing those kicks, do the first kick as a roundhouse or crescent, and the second kick, probably a crescent would be easier, and then come around with the second kick to be a heel kick. And the reason for the heel kick is it's kind of a pushing type of kick, and it would cause them to fly backwards, okay, once again, fall into their back, and it would be a dramatic finish for the Miyagi-Dos. So instead of the crane kick finish, you would have more of the spinning tornado kick thing. Okay, so I think that would be pretty cool. So creators of the Cobra Kai show, if you use that and I see it in the show, I will take it as a compliment that you were listening to my podcast. Okay, so we'll see what happens. Okay, I've seen this enough where I can kind of predict, but other times not so much. Let's move on to the mental training. Miyagi-Do is as much mental training as it is physical training. Okay, that's very important. Miyagi-Do is as much mental training as it is physical training. You need to have your mind balanced, just like you need your body balanced in Miyagi-Do. You got to be focused. Remember, your focus needs more focus. Okay. And then also, too, you need to have harmony with nature. Since Miyagi-Dos train outside quite a bit in their outside dojo, they need to be at peace and at harmony with nature. And then lastly, they need to be at peace with their community as well. So community relations are very important to Miyagi-Dos. And all this stuff helps you to help a well-balanced, very fruitful mind. Okay? So that's about it for the mental training. Just to wrap up things a little bit, our secret phrase is work plus teachable moments. So we go back to that work plus teachable moments. And then the technique of the week is attack when attacker is overreached. Okay? Okay, so they will not attack unless they feel attacked. Okay. Now, the martial art philosophy tip of the week is just as much mental as it is physical. Okay, so remember, Miyagi-Do is just as much mental as it is physical. Okay, so do some extra meditation. Keep your thoughts unemotional, and that will help you to make good rational choices when you're deciding whether or not to fight. So remember that we're here every week learning martial arts through everyday work, thus creating life around you, increased productivity, and a better world. I hope that you guys enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. This is Karate Kid Master Dojo. This is Grandmaster Craig. Have a great day. Bye-bye.